It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
And welcome to Seward, Nebraska, where we're getting set for Lady Raven basketball here this evening on Care Radio as the Benedictine Lady Ravens are in the NAIA National Tournament. First round game tonight, we're in against Seward, Nebraska, and Benedictine is going to be pitted against the host team in Concordia College. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer, the guy who handles the heavy lifting back in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here. And, wow, these two teams coming together have so many things in common. And we're going to be talking about those. We're going to be talking about what they need to do, what they've got to do. And the crowd continues to filter in. And we're just going to get this thing underway and start it off with the keys to the game here tonight. The keys to the game are being brought to you by L&L Construction. L&L Construction, for all your spring projects, if you're going to remodel, you're going to do some new construction, give them a call. L&L Construction, you know them, the guys in the red trucks. Frederick Arena here is filling up with fans. Certainly, Concordia has the bigger share of fans. Again, they're playing at home. They're in their home gym. But Benedictine has traveled very well, and there's a nice, nice group of red-clad Raven fans across the way settling in. So you got to ask yourself, what does Benedictine need to do to be successful here today and move on to play back here tomorrow afternoon? I would submit to you that for Benedictine to be successful, they got to be who they are, be what they practice, and don't try to be anything different. These girls have been practicing for this game since back in October. Back in September, when preseason started, they were training for this thing. They were staying in shape all summer. Coaches had them on the floor. They've done every drill. They've seen everything from one team or another in the season that they're going to see tonight from this Concordia team. What you've got to do is just do what you know how to do. You know where your teammates expecting you to be. You need to be there. You need to take the shot that you develop and that you practice. If you're a three-point shooter, take that three-point shot. Don't try to do things that you don't. If you're a player in the middle who drives to the rim and plays inside in the lane, don't try to be something that you're not. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, it's a matter of forgetting the stage that they're on here tonight in the national tournament, forgetting the huge crowd that is here to support both of these teams. Go out and do what Coach Folsom, Coach Connolly, and the staff has worked with you for months to get ready to do and be what you are, and you're going to be able to come away with what would be an impressive and an exciting win here today over Concordia College. And so those are the keys to the game tonight, brought to you by L&L Construction. I mentioned earlier the similarities between these two teams. Okay. Concordia goes into the GPAC tournament, wins game one over Morningside by a lot, wins game two over Briarcliff, but then loses in the championship game. What does Benedictine do? They get into the Heart of America Athletic Conference tournament. They defeat Mount Mercy in the first game. They defeat Clark in the second game and come up just short at Grandview by three in the championship game. So these two teams have had a similar path to the national tournament. You've also got the Lady Ravens coming in at 20-11 overall. Concordia comes in at 25-6, and they have had a very, very good conference season, ending up second in the GPAC, only behind ultimate champion Dort. Again, 25-6 overall, 17-5 in the GPAC, and that includes, you know, some Benedictine has some long road games. Concordia, Ravens say it's a long way to Clark. Concordia says it's a long way to Jamestown, North Dakota. So these teams, again, very similar like that. They both bring a lot of experience to the floor, and we're going to be talking about that here very, very shortly. We're about ready to get into the starters for the game today, as we're just minutes away from the scheduled tip-off. With that said, the Ravens are coming back to the NAIA National Tournament for the first time since 2022. In that trip, they went to Bowling Green, Kentucky. Who do you think they played? A team who is also in their latest trip to the NAIA National Tournament. It was Concordia. So the Lady Ravens and Concordia have opened this tournament against one another in their most recent time here. And it was the Lady Ravens who won that game 62-58 in Bowling Green. So again, Benedictine has played like this team. They have played this team. And again, the similarities between these two and the kind of history repeating itself is kind of fun, kind of cool, kind of interesting. And I hope the fans are going to be able to enjoy that. BC came into the NAIA tournament 3-3 over the last month. Concordia comes in at 4-2 through February. And again, both teams earn their berth in, not by winning the national championship, but by being a team that gets an at-large berth. Lady Ravens coming out of the floor to be introduced. You can hear the roar of the crowd, and that's not a roar of applause by the largely Bulldog fans. The Benedictine faithful, though, are all on their feet across the way. It's great to see that. And as a PA guy, I suspect, is getting ready to introduce the starters to the crowd. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to introduce the starters to you right here. And the starters are going to be brought to you tonight by Hundley Liquor. Start off your weekend or your holiday or your party. There's one place to go, and that's with a stop at Hundley Liquor. They're hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor right on South 9th Street in Atchison. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for Concordia, and again, we mentioned head coach Drew Olson out of the GPAC Conference, the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are the number 3 seed in the Naismith Quadrant, and they're going to be starting Tysha Rushton. Tysha is a scorer. She's not big. She's 5'5", a junior out of Midland, Texas. She has started every game for this team this season and averages 15.2 points a game. Staying in the backcourt, at 5'4", Wahoo, Nebraska native Kendall Brigham. Kendall is a 11.1 point per game scorer and has started all but one game this season for Concordia. Moving to the front line, you're going to find Abby Kreiser. Abby's from Lincoln, Nebraska. She's a 5'8" junior, averages 9.2 a game. Then you slide down to the front line where they are big. Sadie Powell, a 6-foot junior from Cedar Rapids, averages 11.7. And Kristen Vesselmeyer, she's a sophomore, 6'1" from Colorado, Holyoke, Colorado, and she averages 5.5. We're going to take a break, Joseph. We'll be back to bring you the rest of the starters brought to you by Hundley Liquor. We'll be back with those right after we take this timeout from Nebraska.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounderfish tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska flounderfish tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back again here to Seward, Nebraska, Frederick Arena on the campus of Concordia Colleges. We've introduced the starters for the Concordia University Lady Bulldogs. These starters brought to you by Hunline Liquor. How about the Lady Ravens of Benedictine under 22nd season head coach Chad Folsom? Benedictine is going to be starting 5'6" junior Kennedy Nicholson. She's out of Goddard, Kansas, Eisenhower High School. Averages over 10 points a game. She is the only Lady Raven to be a double-digit scorer on the season. Also in the backcourt, you'll find Allie Kramer, the 5'7" senior from Seneca, Snemaha Central High School. Jennifer Jacobs will draw the start. Of course, at 6'1" from Wichita's Capen Mount Carmel. She is a 6'1" junior out of Meriden, Kansas. In Jeff West High School, you'll find Aaliyah Raines. Aaliyah, averaging about 9 points a game, is a 5'8" senior. And rounding out the starting five, also from Seneca, Kansas, and Nemaha Central High School, it is a 6'3" junior, Riley Roddinghouse. Kennedy Nicholson leading the team with 10.2 points a game. Also leads this team with three-pointers on the season. She has 72. It's a little over 36% from the outside. And those are your starters brought to you by Hunley Liquor. The Benedictine Lady Ravens are going to be the traveling team tonight, the away team, and they are in their road black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For Concordia, it is a home white with navy lettering and trim. And across the front, above the numbers, Bulldogs across the front. For Benedictine, it is Benedictine in the front. The ball is up, the tip is away. It's going to be controlled down by the Lady Ravens, and we are underway. Benedictine in the NAIA National Tournament, going from left to right across Janon to begin things. It'll go over to the baseline left. Range will launch a quick three. It rims out, no good. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Concordia. Sadie Powell pulls down the rebound, and up with it will come Concordia of Nebraska. C-U-N-E with a basketball. They'll drive it in the middle. It's going to be Kreiser with it. Takes it to the right side of the free throw line. Little skip pass inside the block. A beautiful move in the point blank. Bunny missed underneath by Kreiser. Here comes Benedictine. Allie Kramer drives down the board. Right side of the lane. Backs in. Twists. Looks into the middle. Finds no room there. Kicks it back out on top to Raines. And the Lady Raines are going to run their offense. The tip-off here today is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. See the car guys at Atchison Auto Parts. They're right out there on Woodlawn Avenue, 424. You know where they're at. Atchison Auto Parts, tip-off sponsor today here on CARE. We are scoreless, just underway here in Seward, Nebraska. If you want to know where Seward at, well, I don't know, probably close to a half an hour west and a little bit north of Lincoln. Driving down the left side, the running layup is high off the rim and good. The first bucket of the ball game is going to belong to Concordia, and it will be Tayshia Rushton. She will make a 2-0 right out of the gate. And Lady Ravens trying to bring it up to the floor. The outlet pass is going to be thrown away by Jacobs, and the shot on the other end is going to be up and good. Jacobs getting D'd up hard in the backcourt, and this is what Concordia does. They press. They push. They trust their defense. And I'm talking to some of the coaches and some of the fans here before the game, and they told me two things. They said, this team will press you all day, all court. And they are experienced. And we're going to talk about their experience when we come back as Coach Folsom is taking an early timeout. 8:09 to go in the opening quarter here in Nebraska. It's already Concordia 4, Benedictine scoreless.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
We talked about exactly this during the L&L Construction Keys to the Game. Lady Ravens have got to do what they have practiced. They have seen everything anybody can throw at them in the course of this very long 31-game season. They've had teams pressure them. They've got to go back to what they've learned and what they've practiced and know how to break that press. And I'm sure that's what Coach Folsom has shared with them. Ladies, do what we have practiced. Do what you know because you know how to break this pressure. We talked about the Concordia pressure. We're also going to talk about the Concordia starters because they're going to start, and they do start, four juniors. Those four juniors have started every game since they have been here in Seward at Concordia College. So they are experienced. They are deep. They have all started nearly 100 games together, and there is no substitute for that kind of experience and that kind of teamwork that you develop. Here's a running follow-away baseline shot. It's going to be up. It's no good. And a rebound is going to be knocked out of the hands of Jennifer Jacobs. It'll go to back to Benedictine from the backcourt. We're at 7:43 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens still not on the board here in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament. Here they come up the court. Now the ball is going to be knocked away from Kramer. Diving headlong after the basketball, losing her balance and stumbling to the floor. Kendall Brigham, but she's okay. But what about again? Reiterates and emphasizes the defense and the risks that they're willing to take and how hard they are willing to play this press. Lady Ravens got to break it. If you can break the press, suddenly you're going to find there are open players. You're coming down the court with two defenders on you. The easy math, somebody is wide open somewhere. Trick finding them. And now we're going to get a foul away from the basketball, and it's going to be on Jacobs setting an illegal screen. So for Benedictine, the first foul of the night will belong to Jennifer, and it's 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. It remains a 4-0 Concordia lead over Benedictine. Quickly running the ball into the forecourt, Brigham. She'll bring it top of the key, dumps it off between the circles. Back over to the left, Vesselmeyer, three-point shot too long. And the big rebound pulled down by Powell. Now it's going to be fought for Kramer, battling for the basketball. And finally, the official is going to call a jump ball. Great hustle by the Lady Ravens. Senior guard, Allie Kramer. 7:16 left in the first. The ball coming into the baseline for the Bulldogs off the jump ball call. They'll bring it in left, kick it to the outside. The screen gets set. No shot there, and they'll back into the lane with it. Lady Ravens stay into their player defense. Riding House is playing against the big in the middle, and here's a three drain from the outside. long range, dialed up and hit by Tayshia Rushton. Rushton has five. Benedictine trails 7-0 with 6:50 to go in the first. And the upcourt pass again is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Concordia. Lady Ravens are going to have it in right between the Concordia bench and the scorer's table. They look frustrated out there. Reigns with her hands on her hips and is getting set to put the ball in play from just out of bounds. Reigns is looking, needing help, gets it into Nicholson. Kennedy may be touching the ball for the first time tonight. Back out on top, it's going to come to Kramer. Shot clock already at 20. Reigns has it on the right side. She has the Ravens' only shot of the game, and now she's guarded at the free throw line. It goes to Kramer. Her falling away shot, no, and three defenders underneath for the rebound. Here comes Concordia. They'll weave it over to the left side, and it's going to be Bingham. Takes it down the left side of the lane, pushes it off on top to Powell. Now above the right block, Vesselmeyer turns and kicks it off the window and scores. Vesselmeyer for two. Lady Ravens in a little jam here early on, down 9-0. And having trouble getting the ball in play. They'll bring it into Jacobs. Jacobs coming up the floor. A little forearm trying to push your defender away. And we're at 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And now, as Kramer holds the ball high in the air, Bingham again tries to steal it away. But this time, she's going to be called for a foul to the chagrin of the Concordia fans. And Benedictine is going to make a duo of substitutions. We're also going to get a new player or two, maybe two in for Concordia. Three. Concordia's going to bring in three. Ravens are going to come in. Here's a baseline shot, and as quickly as that, coming into the game, Lauren Dubert knocks down a three. It is 9-3, Concordia. Lauren Dubert, the 5'7" junior out of Beloit, Kansas, averaging just under 10 points a game. And now the Lady Ravens pressing on the upcourt play, and Dubert is going to be whistled for a foul. So Lauren coming in off the bench, a little excited, a little hyped up. The Ravens 5 out of 4, now Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Aaliyah Raines, Riley Ridinghouse, and Nicole Stort is in the game. Over to the left side of the free throw line, Concordia with the basketball. They are not a super patient team. Now they'll drive left, fall away, shot is up and good. Bingham will throw it in. And Concordia is quick to take a shot. They go up 11-3. 5:15 to play in the opening quarter. BC to the right side with range. She put on a quick first move. Stop on the side of the block. Her shot is up and way short. She swipes it. The ball to try to dislodge it. But Concordia clearly has it in control. And will bring it up the floor. Drive it down the right side. Lots of contact. And that's going to be another Dubert foul. And Laura Dubert just got in the way that time. She did not move quickly enough. The defender went in her, Dubert backpedaling, and she will have foul number two. So, Lauren Dubert, foul number two. Benedictine team, foul three at 5:02 to go. So, we're just midpoint of the opening quarter. Bulldogs bring it in. Running shot over from the right side. And up, no good. And the rebound now. Josie Weiser in the game. Josie, the senior from Nortonville. Three-point shot, very short from Josie. And a rebound is going to be taken off the floor. Here comes Concordia. So Benedictine 5 out there now. Kyra Mishiraka, Nicole Stork, three-point shot, no good for Concordia. They'll get their own rebound. The feed into the lane beats Mishiraka, who is way too slow, and driving to the baseline, the left-handed layup is going to be good for Heemstra. Abby Heemstra with a two-point shot. Abby is a 5'11" junior from Rock Valley, Iowa. Again, for the Lady Ravens, Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Stork, and Mishiraka. Out on top, Josie. Over to the right side, Lauren. Open for another three. That one does not go in. The rebound will be volleyed out on top where it'll be pulled back down by Kennedy. Nicholson with the basketball goes left side. Weiser feeds down to Kyra. She'll back in, pushing in. She is not big enough, but got the shot away and draws a foul. Here's the deal. Kyra is being D'd up hard by Abby Heemstra, the 5'11" junior. Heemstra is a force in the middle, but Kyra hits the bucket, coming to the free throw line, and this shot is in. She'll complete the three-point play, and Benedictine is now back to within 7. It is 13-6. They were trailing by 10 just a moment ago. And we'll have a, do we have a foul at the baseline? Or are they going to say she stepped on the baseline? A foul is going to be on Miss Shiraka. Lady Ring team foul 4. Still 3:43 to go in the opening quarter. Returning to the floor for Concordia is going to be Tasia Rushton. And coming into the game for the first time tonight, we're going to see Megan Belt. Belt is a 5'4" sophomore from Papillion. She sports a massive knee brace on her right leg. 3.5 to go, and she'll put up a 3. Air ball. That was very wide to the left side. That's what happens when you come in sometimes. A little excited. You want to get that shot away and don't quite have the game legs underneath you yet. Lady Ravens are going to be putting in play in the backcourt. And again, they are having trouble with this pressure. Here comes Dubert up the floor. Being guarded by two defenders. Comes out on top to Stork. Swings it over to the left side. Weiser goes baseline. Josie's shot off the window and in. Josie Weiser's on the board for the first time this evening. It is 13-8 with 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Three-point shot, left elbow, no good. Weiser with the long rebound, deep in the corner in front of the Benedictine bench. Here comes the Lady Raven offense. BC out on top, Dubert standing in the center circle, skips it over to the left side to Stork, has it slapped out of her hands. Not getting away is going to be Mackenzie Toomey. Back to Stork. She's on the sideline in front of the Concordia bench. She'll drive across beneath the goal and just gets a little out of balance. And then the dribble gets higher and higher, and then it gets up almost shoulder high. And she kind of stumbles forward to the ball, gets away, and goes out of bounds. Benedictine will waste an opportunity down at the baseline. It will come back in again to Concordia. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens trailing by 5. It's 13-8. Bulldogs in front. That was over and back. No foul. Back to the left side. They'll feed in the lane. And they're going to make that over and back error up with a travel call on Heemstra. And these are good officials. That's another thing we have to talk about. We mentioned how the Lady Ravens have got to do what they do and what they practice and what they know. You are working with officials who are the best. These are guys who are experienced. They are the ones who have been chosen to come and officiate in the postseason. There's nothing they haven't seen. They've seen teams press. They've seen every shot imaginable. Some that goes in, some that don't. They have seen every configuration. There's nothing that's going to happen here tonight that is going to surprise this crew. 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine into the forecourt. Miss Shiraka flashes over to the left elbow above the three-point circle. Now the skip pass from Stork is going to be thrown away. And another turnover for the Lady Ravens. And Nicole Stork didn't pass the ball. She tried a little bounce pass out on top. But before Juber could get to it, it had long gone out of bounds. And Bulldogs again coming up court with the basketball. Lady Ravens have had 3 opportunities to draw even closer than the 5-point deficit that they suffer right now and have not been able to do that. Concordia with the ball. Here's Rushton. Starts to drive in. Kicks it over to the right side. Cutting into the lane is going to be Powell. Her running shot is up and good. And here's the thing about Concordia. They're fast. So back up by Sadie Powell for 4th points of the game. And the Lady Ravens again battling the inbound pressure. It comes up to Dubert. She'll drive coast to coast. Her layup hits the bottom of the rim and it's going to go out of bounds. Luckily for Benedictine, it's going to be off a Concordia player. And you may have on that upcourt playing her a huge thud. That was the defender and Allie Kramer both going to the floor. And it was literally an 8-person play down the court. They were both back on the floor in the backcourt. It is a hard and aggressive defense played by Concordia. We're taking a timeout. Joseph, a break. Coming here at a minute 42 to go in the opening quarter. The officials are going to the scanner. What they're going to do, they're going to look and see what that collision in the backcourt was all about. And they're going to determine that. And now we maybe will hope we'll know about that when we return. Timeout 1:42 to go in the first. Bulldogs 15, Lady Ravens 8.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to Seward, Nebraska, everybody. Tom Counts with you, courtside. Joseph in the studio. Lady Ravens put the ball in play, and a quick shot goes up on the outside. It will not go in for Allie Kramer, but a fresh shot clock as a rebound is going to be lost out of play. So the clock goes back to 20, and it'll be Allie putting it in play in front of the Concordia bench. Inside a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine down 7, 15-8. Very low scoring start to the game for BC. Here's Dork. She goes in, has no shot, brings it out on top. Josie launches three. It is going to be well off the mark, and rebounding it back down. Concordia flying up the floor with a basketball. As a matter of fact, sometimes too fast, they lose control of it, but are quick enough to be able to go back and pick it up off the floor. Here's Rushton with it. She'll cut loose for three. Nope. Long rebound. Pulled down BC. Kramer comes up with a basketball. She'll race into the forecourt herself. Comes down the right side. Gets run into. Is that a block? Gotta be, doesn't it? As Allie goes to the floor in a heap, and it is going to be foul number one by Tasia Rushton. And here's what smart teams do. We talk about this a lot also. For Concordia, you play that aggressive defense. You play that pressure. You reach in. You bump. You have body checks. You have lots of contact. You see how much you're going to be able to get away with. And now the Benedictine inbound pass. It's going to be well off the mark. Play it fails. And up for the basketball comes Concordia. Wide open three from the left side. Missing. And another rebound pulled down by Allie Kramer. Allie Kramer coming up with her third board of the ball game, and it half a minute to go. Three-point shot. Rottinghouse off the rim twice. No good. And it's going to be cleared away by Powell's Concordia. Back up the floor. These two teams are not just setting the world on fire with their shooting prowess in this opening quarter. Benedictine is 3 of 13 shooting the ball at 23%. Both teams are 1 of 7 three-point shooting. Now Concordia is going to run this thing down, looking for the final shot. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. The drive left, and Josie jumps up from behind, lands on top of Rushton, who had just stopped, and Josie Airborne just crumples her to the floor. And with 3 seconds left in the opening quarter, Josie's going to check out of the game with that foul. It is her first, and at the free throw line is going to be Rushton. She is an 80% free throw shooter on the season, and her first one is up and good. An 80 with a lot of shots. She's 76 of 95 on the season, and she will hit both of these, having a huge opening quarter. Braves are going to have to hurry, and they're not even going to try. Benedictine just throws in the towel on that possession to end the opening quarter, and we're going to take a timeout. Second quarter on deck. We'll be back in Nebraska after one. Concordia, 17, the Lady Ravens, 8.
Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison, has the vapes you're looking for. Have you tried their new
Do you know about the land of green grass and mushrooms? Need a lift from this thing called life? Take a journey. See the wondrous alternative section for yourself at Skyway Vapes.
That was very weird. In the meantime, check out the alternatives at Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? When you work with Aldi Ensminger or Mick Huntley, your Atchison Edward Jones financial advisors, they will focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And you can partner long-term to help your strategy stay on track. Contact Aldi Ensminger at 913-367-0218 or Mick Huntley friendly at 913-367-5074 today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Quickly looking at the numbers out of the opening quarter, Concordia, we talk about it, they do what they do. 7 of 16 shooting the ball, that's 44% from the floor. Only 1 of 7, though, from the outside, perfect at the free throw line with 9 rebounds. Benedictine, 3 of 13 shooting, 1 of 7 from outside, hit their only free throw. 10, Lady Raven rebounds. For Benedictine, doing what you do would involve Kennedy Nicholson putting up shots. She did not take a shot in the opening quarter and had 8 minutes on the floor more than any other Benedictine player. 3-point shot, Rottinghouse, off the mark. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Powell. Here comes Concordia. Just underway in the second quarter in Seward, Nebraska. First round of the women's NAIA National Tournament. Bulldogs left side, 3-shot, no. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Allie Kramer. Up the court she comes. 2 defenders run over her from behind, take the ball away. 2 BC players try to steal it back, but Concordia will come up with the ball and bring it back up the floor. And Allie was just coming down the court. A Concordia player on either side of her came from behind, like 2 jet fighters. They just surrounded her, stole the ball away, and went back the other direction. Here's a falling away shot from the right side as well off the mark. Jacobs rebounds it down. Jennifer Jacobs, like Kennedy Nicholson, has not taken a shot in this game. Two of BC's leading scorers without a shot. Rains has only taken 2 and has not hit 1. Here's a shot down to the baseline by Jacobs. Rejected out of bounds. Powell slaps it away. And then it's going to go off. Jacobs' hand out of play. Bulldogs back up court with it. They lead by 9. No points scored yet in the second quarter. 8:35 to play opening half. Concordia going from right to left in those home whites. The lob to the free throw line. That's going to be Powell with it. Backs in, twists and turns, euro steps and beats Jacobs to the baseline and gets 2 more. Sadie Powell has a half a dozen. It is 19-8. This is the largest lead for Concordia. Here's a baseline jumper for Reigns. It is going to be off the mark. Concordia back up the floor with Rushton. Into the lane, kicks it back, all alone, Bingham. There's 3. Ravens in deep trouble, needing a timeout. Coach is going to take 1, and we're going to enjoy it with them. Concordia fans on their feet, and well, they should be, with 7:54 to go in the opening quarter. It is now Concordia 22, Benedictine 8.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Coming out of the timeout, let's see what the Lady Ravens are going to do. If they have changed anything, they bring it into the forecourt with Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson, Dubert, Jacobs, Reigns, Rottinghouse. The BC five out there. For Concordia, Toomey, Rushton, Bingham, Powell, and Besselmeyer. Now BC will lose the ball down to the baseline. And another turnover for Benedictine. It will be their 7th of the game. Concordia has turned it over once, and the Lady Ravens absolutely unable to contend with the pressure. They're going to take Jacobs back out of the game and come back in with Stork 7.5 to go before halftime. Concordia lobs it over to the left side. Kesselmeyer has it, doesn't take a shot, goes long, cross court, Rushton brings it back out on top. The uncontested three won't go. The crowd kind of moans. Now the Ravens take it down to the baseline, and here comes Nicholson. Goes left side, Dubert lobs it in the corner to Reigns. She'll step inside, gets met, kicks it over to Stork, who has the shot rejected before it got out of her hand, and the official's going to call a foul. If that ball gets another 6 inches, it will be out of her hand, and there's probably no contact. But that thing was just thrown back into her. And Stork's first free throw hits the front of the rim and kicks right back to her. No good. The foul is going to be the first of the game by Sadie Powell. And Stork looks for her first point of the game. And we'll get it with the second free throw. The Ravens' first point since over 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Here's a baseline jumper for three. No good. BC rebounds it down. It is 22-9. Inside seven to go in the opening half. Ravens will go around to the left side to Reigns. She has not put one off. Matter of fact, the entire Benedictine team seeming very reluctant to put a shot up. Now they're going to slow it down. Maybe that will work for them. Here's Dubert playing off the screen. Her three misses. Rebound pulled down by Stork. And they're going to say a defender coming in commits the foul. Stork's going to come back to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Mackenzie Toomey. So Toomey, the 5'9" Lincoln, Nebraska junior, picks up her first foul. And we continue to see 18-season head coach Drew Olsen rotating players in and out, two and three at a time for Concordia. Now the Ravens are going to take Rodinghouse out, bring Miss Uraka back in. Drew Olsen coming into the game. How about this? 468-139. Career record. Stork's first free throw is right in there. Concordia's been in the national championships 22 times. Stork will hit a boat. It is now 22-10. In those 22 trips, they are 38-20. They're 15-7 in first round games. And now we're going to get a jump ball called beneath the goal. Nice job by Kyra Mishiraka to reach in and tie up Abby Heemstra. Fisher comes over to the scorer's table to make sure he's got the direction of possession correct, and it will belong to Concordia. 6:20 to go in the first half. Concordia's going to bring it in way up top of the key. Get it there to Kreiser. She'll back in on Nicholson. Shoot it off the window too strong. Mishiraka with the rebound. Kennedy coming up the floor with it. Outlets it down the left side. Dubert. She'll stop, pivot with the left foot, top side, Mishiraka, back over to the right to Reigns, out on top, Nicholson. Ravens working it around, but they are fully two steps above the three-point ring. Now the pass comes in the middle of Reigns. She'll back away, puts a shot up and in, and there she is on the board. Aaliyah Reigns, a Benedictine senior, been with this program for a while. Took a fifth year, and she is in her final season now. Here's a drive left side, Concordia. Ravens with a little deficit here. Her shot for three, wide to the right side by about 2 feet. And then she lets go of it. Sammy Liu, she's a little 5'9 freshman. She puts her hands on her head. She knew how badly that shot was going to miss. 5:37 to go. Now the inbound pass by Stork has slapped out of bounds into the Raven bench. Stork will put it back in play from over there. In the backcourt, it comes to Dubert, and into the forecourt to Nicholson. Lauren Dubert holding the ball, cradling it in her right hand, holding her left hand high above her head, indicating the offense they want to see. Here's Reigns, comes out on top, Mishiraka tries to pass in the middle, and a defender gets it, knocks it away. It's on the floor. Dubert, lucky to have saved it. Can you pass into the middle against a fast team like that? You're not going to thread that needle. I don't think that's what you practice. Here's a jumper. Nicholson, no good. And a rebound mishandled by Mishiraka and picked up by a little guard, Kendall Brigham. She comes into the forecourt with him. Here's Brigham down the floor at the free throw line. Looks into the middle now, passes it off on top to Toomey. Kimmel feed into the post. Who starts left, turns right. The shot is up. No good. Offensive board underneath. And now it's going to be taken away by Rain. They are letting it play. There's pushing and shoving of all kinds happening. This is playground basketball with 4:44 to go in the half. And now, coming down the right side, Dubert gets body checked. That was like a hockey play. The foul is going to be on Abby Heemstra. But again, defending the players, you just keep kicking it up until you find out where the line is. And right now, I don't think they still know where that line exists. With 4.5 to go in the first half. They are letting them play. It comes into Mishiraka. Out on top, Nicholson. She's a wide open three, doesn't get it. And the long rebound's cleared down by Abby Kaiser. Concordia will go straight down. Eurostep shot missing. I think Kaiser was startled that there was no defender who got in front of her. Now the upcourt pass to Range. She takes her eye off of it. The ball glances off her palm and goes out of bounds. No defender near her. She just lost focus on that play. 4:19 to go in the half. Bulldogs leading Benedictine by 9, 22-13. The dish underneath the rim, the reverse layup blocked by Miss Shiraka. Kyra getting a hand of the ball, and now as BC comes up the floor, bumping defense, and Mackenzie Toomey's second foul. So for the officials, the line is reaching in, incidental contact, no foul. A light bump, no foul. You've got to really maybe alter the trajectory of the player coming up the floor, make them physically react, recoil, bounce away. That's kind of where the here's your foul line is at right now. 3:50 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens have the ball down 9. 17-footer, Nicholson still can't score. And the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul on Nicole Stork. It will be her first foul. Now Nicholson out of the game, Josie Weiser comes in, Reigns out of the game, and returning to the floor, Allie Kramer. Concordia is going to bring their, I'm going to call their star player, Tayshia Rushton, back in. Tayshia, oddly enough, has not scored yet in the second quarter after putting 7 on the board in the first. Three-pointer right side, off the mark, no good. Dubert rebounds it down. Benedictine coming up the court. Dubert double-teamed again in the backcourt. Brings it up, goes right side of the free throw line, comes out on top, Miss Shiraka, who there's no way she's looking at that shot. She's looking in the middle, not looking at the rim at all. Comes it over to the left side to Kramer. 12 on the shot clock. Kramer comes to the free throw line. No one in front of her, but again, she will not take the shot. Goes right side, Dubert. 3 defenders on her. She'll put it up through them. Score it and draw the foul. Von Dubert, the aggressive offensive play. And again, as 3 defenders, and the Bulldogs defend the basketball really well and really hard. Dubert, free throw good. She will hit a 3 in the opening quarter and now a conventional 3 here for her 6 points. It is 22-16, and the Lady Ravens have been weathering the storm and have stayed, frankly, satisfactorily close. Here's a 3. Nope. Rebound. Benedictine. Up the floor. Kramer lays it back behind her. Dubert over to Kramer. Here's Miss Shiraka. She's on the block, goes inside. 2 defenders push it to the baseline. Kyra, a little over the head, hook pass into the middle of the lane. Only white jerseys there. Here comes Concordia off the steal. 2.5 to go. 3-point shot right side. Rims out, no good. Concordia can absolutely not buy a 3-point shot. But then neither can Benedictine. Concordia is 2 of 15. Benedictine is 1 of 10. So what, 3 of 25 combined. Here's Josie. She wanted the shot, then could not get it away as Belt got in front of her. Now here's Dubert for 3 from the right side, and Lauren has got BC back to within a possession. They were down by 14 no time at all ago. It is 22-19. We're at 2 minutes to go. Here's a shot for the baseline right. It is up and good for Sadie Powell. 24-19. and a minute 50 to go in the half. It has been since 7:50, so it has been almost 6 minutes since Concordia had scored. What a drought. Concordia is one of their last 11 shots, and Benedictine needs to continue to take advantage of this opportunity. Here's a 17-foot jumper rattling home for Miss Shiraka. Kyra has five. 24-21. And we've got a minute 15 to go before intermission. Concordia right side. A travel, no whistle. Back on top. Into the lane. Another travel. No whistle. This shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound and a Raven foul on the floor. The foul is going to be on Allie Kramer. It'll be her first. Benedictine is going to bring in a trio. They're going to bring in Roddinghouse. They're going to bring in Jacobs. They're going to bring in Nicholson. So Benedictine is going to have Roddinghouse, Jacobs, Nicholson. Now they're also going to bring Reigns back into the game. They'll all be out there with Allie Kramer. A minute 8 to go in the opening half. Bulldogs with the basketball, leading it by 3. Backing in, twisting, turning, falling away. Shot off the window is no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kramer. Stocked away from her. Picked back up by BC. Jacobs happened to be in the right spot at the right time. And again, the aggressive press defense by Concordia. That is what they hang their hat on. Cutting into the lane. Reigns, head fakes, twists, turns. Now passes up the open shot. Brings it back out on top. Here's a long one. Won't go. Rebound, and over the back goes Roddinghouse. She was well out of position. The defender had squarely gotten in front of her and boxed her out. Roddinghouse will have her first foul, and Benedictine now team foul 4. 39 seconds left in the half. Concordia with a 24-21 lead. Wide open baseline 3. There it is for Rushton. She will hit her second. She is the only Concordia player to hit a three-point shot. 27-21. Lady Ravens having trouble with it in the backcourt. Jacobs has it. And again, for some reason, Jacobs gets in the backcourt with Kramer to bring it up. Now Kramer into the lane, turns, falls away, shoots, and scores! First point of the game for Allie Kramer with 5 seconds left in the half. Bringing it down the floor. Concordia, wide open left side, 3 at the buzzer, no! And we are headed to the locker room. Time out of the floor here in Seward, Nebraska. And we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. It's Concordia 27, Benedictine 23.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on. It's Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Back with you here in Seward, Nebraska, where the Benedictine Lady Ravens at halftime in round one of the NAIA Women's National Tournament trail Concordia, the host team who gets to play here at home. Lady Ravens trail, but only by 4, 27-23. For BC, they looked a little bit grim as we got into the early going of the second quarter, and suddenly they found themselves trailing 22-8. But then, at that point, Lady Ravens went on an 11-0 run. That was absolutely spectacular, an 11-0 run. Concordia did not score a point from 7:54 until a minute 50, so they went over 6 scoreless minutes in the second quarter. And Lady Ravens have been able to manage to get themselves back in it, having cut the gap to as little as 3 in the last minute or so of the opening half. Let's look at the numbers for you. First of all, Fort Concordia, leading the way, is who you knew would lead the way, and that is Tayshia Rushton. Oh, thank you. Tayshia coming into the game, averaging over 15 a game. Well, she's well on her way to that with 10 halftime points. Following her, it's been 8-point first half for Sadie Powell. Kendall Bingham with 5, 2 for Kristen Vesselmeyer, and 2 for Abby Heemstra. So, for Concordia, it's the starters. They have got 2 points off the bench, and they belong to Abby Heemstra. And starter, Abby Kaiser, has not scored. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, pacing the way with 9 is Lauren Dubert off the bench. Then it drops dramatically. Nicole Stork has 3 points on 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 2 points for Allie Kramer. 2 points for Josie Weiser. 2 points Aaliyah Raines. 2 points Kyra Mishiraka. So it is an extremely low scoring game for both of these teams. And for Benedictine, the low scoring has really been a blessing because, again, early in the second quarter, in trouble down 14 points, but the defense stepped up and allowed them to get back in this thing. Now, look at the numbers. A little bit maybe startling. Concordia and Benedictine are both shooting the same percentage. Concordia is 11 of 35, shooting the ball, hitting 31%. Ravens are 8 of 26, 31%. From three-point range, Concordia is 3 of 17, 18%. Benedictine is 2 of 11, 18%. At the free throw line, Lady Ravens are 5 out of 6. Concordia, a perfect 2 of 2. The problem that the Lady Ravens have had, and we talked about it in our keys to the game, the pressure that Concordia brings. We knew this. I think everybody knew this. Certainly the Lady Ravens knew this coming in. And that Concordia pressure has forced Benedictine into turnovers. In fact, 10 first-half turnovers. Conversely, Concordia has turned it over only one time in the first half. Concordia turned those 10 Benedictine turnovers into 9 points. Rebounding, Lady Ravens with a decided advantage at 24-17. And again, we talk about the bench points. Benedictine has outscored Concordia from the bench 19-2. But for the Lady Ravens, they're going to win this game. You're going to have to get, again, we go back to the keys. The players who do it for you have got to do it for you. The players who shoot and score all season have got to shoot and score today. Kennedy Nicholson is 0 for 3. She has not scored. Jennifer Jacobs, not even shooting the ball, 0 for 2. Has not scored. Roddinghouse is 0 for 2. Has not scored. Aaliyah Raines is 1 of 4. Allie Kramer is 1 of 4. You're starting 5, okay? Let's do a quick 7, 11, 15 shots have hit 2. So the starting 5 for the Lady Ravens, 2 of 15 shooting the ball. It's the bench play of Lauren Dubert, who's 3 of 6, and Josie Weiser, who is 1 of 3. Stork has been in there for 11 minutes. So she's been in there for most of the first half, has not taken a shot yet. And Kyra, now see, there's a player doing what she does. Kyra is 2 of 2. Teams are warming up for game 2 here in Nebraska. Game 2 is going to pit Columbia and their Cougars against the Flying Queens of Wayland Baptist. So the winner of the game we're watching right now will play tomorrow, the winner of the one coming up. Speaking of coming up, what's coming up here is halftime break. We're going to enjoy it. Joseph, we're taking a break. It is intermission here in Seward, Nebraska, with your halftime score. Concordia College 27, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 23. We're kicking it back to you in the Care Sports Studios for that fantastic halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at women's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the fourth with 9 minutes and 43 seconds left to go. Clark is leading the College of the Ozarks 56-39. Grandview with 6 minutes and 16 seconds left in the fourth is trailing Indiana South Bend, as Indiana South Bend has got 56 points to Grandview's 44. In this game, the Lady Ravens are behind by 4 points, with Concordia leading 27-23. In men's basketball at the start of the second, it is Oklahoma Wesleyan leading Peru State 41-33.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Surprises and celebrations all begin at Raven Liquor. Basketball, a quiet few, party time, friends around. Make Raven Liquor your first stop. They always have a great selection, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding just the right thing for your get-together. So whether it's a perfect bottle of wine, his favorite scotch, or a wide selection of beer that you seek, make Raven Liquor, 1800 Main Street in Atchison, your go-to liquor store.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Tegan Fletcher with BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil on the upcoming planting season.
As planting season approaches, trust Knotty Pine Oil for all your fuel needs. This is Tegan Fletcher. Our quality gasoline and diesel fuels ensure your agricultural equipment runs smoothly. Count on us for reliable deliveries that keep your operations running efficiently. With Knotty Pine Oil, you're not just getting fuel. You're getting a partner dedicated to supporting your success in the upcoming planting season. Depend on us for top-notch service and quality fuels by calling 785-364-3711.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 40 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 65. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the upper 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 60 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 59 out there with the winds out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 39%. The dew point is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.14 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Welcome back to Seward, Nebraska. As the ball comes in play, we're getting underway with the second half. Happy to have you along, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. Lady Ravens are going to put the ball in play, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds by Concordia. These two teams have been going after it. And again, very physical play by Concordia, who leads 27-23, beginning of the second half. Lady Ravens have their original five, Kennedy Nicholson and Alec Kramer, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Roddinghouse. Rushton, Kreiser, Brigham, Powell, and Vesselmeyer out there for Concordia to begin the second. BC skips it right side. Jacobs turns and puts a shot up, and it was way off the mark. And here's the thing. Jacobs probably had to take that shot. It does not draw iron at Benedictin. It's going to begin the second half with a shot clock violation. Bulldogs quickly into the forecourt with it, and they'll feed into the lane, drive it across, and reaching in, Roddinghouse kind of gets a hand on the ball, knocks it away from Vesselmeyer, but Concordia able to recover it, comes off top side. That's going to be Kreiser. Here's a three, left side, off the mark, won't fall down for Rushton. Rushton was 2 of 5 hitting threes. And continues to lead her team in scoring. Now Benedictine coming down the court with it. Kramer comes back out of top. Reigns, Roddinghouse, right side Nicholson, underneath Jacobs, who has done nothing. And now two defenders surround her. Jacobs loses the ball out of bounds. And Jennifer, who's been such a stalwart for BC all year, averaging 9.9 points a game. But right now, that is her fifth turnover and no points. 0 for 3. Here's a 3 shot on the other end. It misses. Ridinghouse rebounds it down. The defender flies over her back. No foul called. They continue to let him play. Reigns in the middle. Hands the ball. Knocked out of her hand. Stolen away. Here comes Rushton. She'll dump it over to the left side. Back over to the right. The running lamp has got to be up and good on the beautiful transition bucket by Abby Kaiser. And she was the lone starter who had not scored yet in the game and is on the board now. And now the pass to Nicholson. Loses a handle. BC another turnover. Skip pass outside the right block. It's going to be kicked out of bounds by Allie Kramer. 29-23. Concordia. We're approaching the 8-minute mark of the third quarter. Braves are going to be back here on defense. Here's a feed underneath. The shot goes up. No good. Rodinghouse is going to rebound it down. And up the floor very quickly. Here comes Benedictine. It's going to be stopped out of bounds. Hey, we want to tip our hat to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. You got to give Ken a call. Dial him up. 913-379-8690. Talk to Ken. You can review your retirement plan. Hamada Wealth Management. 3-point shot. It's on its way. Up and good. The bucket for Benedictine's Aaliyah Reigns. BC was looking for a 3-pointer to go in, and they had not had many of them. And now the shot on the other end misses. Here come the Ravens. They're down by 3, 29-26. The feed underneath, and Kramer gets fouled as he goes to the rim. It'll be 2 free throws coming for Benedictine. Allie Kramer, first one, no. Allie's an okay free throw shooter, not a great free throw shooter. It's 68% of the season, 64 of 94 at the free throw line. Kramer with 2 points today. That one also will not be good. And the rebound tipped around. It's going to be saved by Rodinghouse. Nice job for the Lady Ravens to maintain possession of the basketball. And now Kramer backs into the lane, picked up on a double team, gets it back to Jacobs, over to the left side, Rodinghouse, baseline 3, nope. And this time the rebound cleared away by Concordia. Benedictine still within 3, it's 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tayshia Rushton with it. Remember these two teams played in the first round at 22? Here's a little follow-away jump shot up for 2 by Sadie Powell, and she's at 10 points. The second Concordia player to get to double-figure scoring. It is 31-26. And Benedictine is going to take Jacobs back out of the game. They're going to take Kramer back out of the game. And Lauren Dubert and Nicole Stork check back in. Stork has not taken a shot in her 11 minutes on the floor. And Lauren Dubert is Benedictine's leading scorer. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Reigns will go to the left side, back into the lane, turns right, goes in, falls away, gets our shot to roll in. Great play by Aaliyah Reigns. She's got 5.25 and 7 in the game. 31-28. Wide open 3. No. Rebound, Ravens. Benedictine's going to come down with the basketball, and here comes Dubert. Weaves to the left side, goes to the baseline. Running shot up, wildly thrown and missing. And putting it down is going to be Concordia. They'll jump it right, running shot, way off the mark. Rebound, tipped around, fought for, and just out-hustled by Concordia that time. That was incredible work by Vesselmeyer. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. The game moving along at a very brisk pace. Not a lot of fouls, not any stoppages of play, really. And here's a pass back out on top to Rushton. She'll start to the right side. Goes up, and that shot does not get away in time at a shot clock violation. Kudos to that Raven defensive unit. Out of the game goes Rodinghouse, and back in comes Miss Shiraka. Hey, I tell you what, inside, outside, doesn't matter. L&L Construction, they can rebuild and renovate, reconstruct anything you need built and created. They are the guys for it. Give them a call, okay? Let L&L Construction turn your ideas into reality. Ravens up court with the ball. Here's Kennedy looking for her first point of the game. Doesn't get it. Rebound swept away by Toomey. Back up come the Bulldogs. Long pass over to the right side. Lou is in. Little hook pass comes back out on top to Rushton. 5:10 to go in the third. Rushton drives and shoots. Doesn't get it. Offensive board. Knocked away. Lost out of bounds. Waving basketball. Heemstra trying to utilize her size and strength in the middle. But the Ravens just out-hustled her for the basketball, and now Benedictman is going to take reins out of the game, and it'll be Josie Weiser coming back in. Josie, 1 of 3, shooting the ball in the opening half. 0 of 2 from the outside with a couple of points in 8 minutes. They could use her scoring ability. Here comes Dubert, drives all the way down, dumps left. Nicholson won't get the three. Rebound, Miss Shiraka. Back to Josie. Up top to Lauren. Driving in is Stork. Leans in through a defender. Stork is going to get a pair. Nicole Stork, first bucket of the game. It is a one-point game. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter, it's 31-30 Concordia. Cross court over to the left side and back out on top. It's going to come Rushton. Free throw line shot. No. Rebound, Nicholson. BC with a chance at its first lead today. 4:15 to go in the third. Here's Kennedy. Comes out on top. Josie back to Dubert. Lawrence gives it over to Nicole Stork. Top side, Miss Shiraka. Her defender's way back at the free throw line, and she's above the three. Back right side, Dubert with the defender, the three, and partially deflected, and she's going to be fouled. The reason it was deflected, getting a hand on the ball, and then Sammy Lou also had a hand on Lauren Dubert, and she's coming to the line for 3 free throws. And before they're taken, Concordia, they're reeling. Drew Olson, 18-season head coach of the Bulldogs, taking a timeout, and will be back with the Lady Ravens coming to the free throw line. 3:57 to go in the third quarter. Concordia 31, Benedictine 30.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Who is this?
Today's Hit Country, Hot Country, 93.7 FM.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome you back to Seward, Nebraska, where Benedict's Lauren Dubert at the line. The first of three. It's up. It's good. We are tied at 31. Lady Ravens looking for their first lead tonight. First free throw, no good. Still don't have it. At the free throw line, Lauren is a 83.1% shooter, having hit 49 of 59. Coming into the game, this one is good, and the Ravens are in front. Benedictman getting 2 of 3 free throws from Dubert. They go in front, 32-31. We've got 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Now, it's a different perspective on the game for Concordia. Having to play from behind is very different than playing from in front. Shot clock's at 9. Concordia will back away, launch a 3, and hit it. Big three-point shot by Kendall Brigham. It is her second 3 of the game. And Brigham has come in off the bench. And that is a big, big shot for her. She is a 37% three-point shooter on the season, averages 11.1 a game, and that was a huge one there. She's at 8 points now tonight. 34-32. Ravens three-point shot, no good. Rebound tipped out by Miss Iraka, and it's going to be picked up off the floor by the Bulldogs. Concordia up court. Cross-court pass is going to be batted away, and it's going to be going out of bounds in the backcourt off the hand of Kennedy Nicholson. That was a great defensive play by Kennedy. Ravens are going to make a substitution. Nicholson will come out of the game, and back in will be Allie Kramer. So you're going to have Kramer, Dubert, 1-2. You're going to go to Josie, then Nicole, and then Kyra at 3-4-5. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Benedictin trying to get a ball game by a pair. Concordia with a basketball. Topside is Tayshia Rushton. Rushton lobs it underneath, and the pass is going to go out of bounds, and great break for Benedictin, trying to kick it off a Raven player. Sadie Powell just got a little too cute as it went off the Raven player. Then it hit her before it went out of bounds. And BC's putting in a play in the backcourt, and they're having trouble with the pressure. And again, three defenders on two Raven players trying to get the ball in bounds. Somebody's got to be open, guys, with 2.5 to go in the third. Here's a baseball pass to the other end of the floor. There's to Dubert. And that is how that inbound worked. Very well executed by BC. And now, away from the basketball. A little too much contact with the official. He said it was a kind of a two-armed shiver and a push underneath as Raylan Kelty will get her first foul for Concordia. Coach Olson for the Bulldogs says, that's not how he saw it at all. Ravens miss the shot. Back up comes Concordia. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Still 34-32. Concordia with the lead with the basketball here in front of their home crowd, but only up on Benedictin by a pair. Shot clock said it does it. At the free throw line, the turnaround shot, knocking it down is Sadie Powell. Powell has a dozen and leads her team. It's 36-32. Lady Ravens go down for, after leading by a pair, six consecutive points for Concordia. On the right side, Kramer drives across, the reverse layup, got it in! Allie Kramer's fourth point. 36-34, and the offenses have begun to warm up a little bit. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Left shot up, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Josie. Now we got a Raven down on the floor. BC with a player down. Here's the long cross-court pass. They're going to stop it as Dubert is prone on the end line deep in the backcourt. And they're going to take a look at her. Just about remind all of our listeners that you need to start off your weekend, your holiday, your party. You need to do it with a stop at Hundley Liquor. You know, they're hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. Winner of this game is going to advance to the second round, which will be tomorrow, right here at 4:00 in the gymnasium, the Frederick Arena on the Concordia campus. So the winner of this game will go on to play the winner of game two tonight, which again is going to pit the Cougars of Columbia College out of Columbia, Missouri. You're familiar with them and head coach James Arnold, who's in his second year over there. And Wayland Baptist, who made the trip from Texas under third-year head coach Jason Cooper. Wayland Baptist's Flying Queens. So Nicole Stork is being helped with a trainer on either side of her and being aided from the deep end of the floor all the way back to her bench. And she's standing there. It looks like she stood there okay, but quite an extensive delay of the game. They're going to take a little bit of a look at her and we'll see what is going on. Lady Ravens are going to bring Jennifer Jacobs back into the game, and BC will have the ball in play. Minute 23 to go in the third. BC with a basketball, trailing at 36-34, a two-point game. Ravens right side, that's Dubert, right in front of the BC bench. Comes off an ice cream, Miss Iraka. Dubert goes down to the baseline. The good switch, the feet underneath. Kramer goes up with a shot, missed it. Rebound underneath, it's on the floor, and Jacobs turns it over, picking it up. Here comes Rushton, she'll bring it down the floor for Concordia. Comes out on top. Bingham, back to the left, the three, way short. And a rebound, Jubert. That time the five took that shot two steps above the three-point ring. Couldn't get close, then Benedict Inc., the beneficiary of that offensive miss. Here's Josie Weiser. She'll start left, cut right, goes baseline, puts it off the glass, and good Josie for two. Her fourth point to the game, tie this at 36. Half a minute to go in the third quarter, and a Lady Raven foul on the upcourt defense. It's going to be Josie picking up her second foul, Benedictine's first, their first third quarter foul. And the ball comes in play in front of the scorer's table for Concordia. Shot clock is off. And the ball batted away by Josie, saved by Concordia. The skip comes out on top. Drive it over to the right side, dish over to the edge. Looking into the middle is going to be Belt. You got to think Megan Belt, okay? Megan Belt is fifth in the nation in three-point shooting, averaging over 45%, and yet she hasn't any tonight. Here's a feed with 4 seconds. Right side of the block. Shot is blocked by Miss Shiraka. Ravens are going to hold it. And we go to the fourth quarter with a tie basketball game in the national tournament. After three in Seward, Nebraska, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 36, Concordia College 36.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska flounder fish tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
It's just about now that these players realize, I think, that if you don't win, you don't play again tomorrow, next week, next month. The season is over. And if you're a senior, you'll never play again if you don't win this game. The pressure is on, and it's a tie game going to the fourth quarter. It is thrilling. It is fun. We're glad to have you with us here on Kent Radio tonight. Benedict and Lady Ravens are going to be on defense to begin the fourth quarter. It's tied at 36, three-point shot off the mark, rebound. Dubert comes down with it. Here come the Ravens. Lauren into the fourth quarter in front of the scorer's table, brings it down, pulls up her dribble, feeds to Jacobs, JJ underneath, rejected. That thing was slapped away as a minute it got out of her hand by Powell. And I'm going to tell you what, Powell just gets another block. She's only 6 foot tall, but has a great sense of the floor. And BC will bring it in at the baseline. Kennedy for three. Can she? No. Straight on line, but coming up short. And Benedictine continues to have trouble hitting from the outside. Kennedy is now 0 for 6 shooting the ball tonight. 9:20 to go in the game. 3-point shot off the mark. Dubert with another rebound. BC back up the floor. Nicholson with it. And again, you do not want Kennedy to quit shooting the basketball. It is what she does. The fact that they haven't fallen yet just means they will fall. Right side, Miss Shiraka goes up, has it blocked out of her hand. Kyra goes sprawling and rolling across the floor. And we will have a foul on Concordia's Mackenzie Toomey. It'll be her third foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, it'll be the 6'3" senior from Mustang, Oklahoma, Kyra Miss Shiraka, who is a 51% free throw shooter on the season. Her first one, no. One more shot coming up for Mishiraka. The game remains tied. No one has put a point on the board in the first minute plus of the fourth quarter. Second one up. Yes. Lady Ravens go back in front. It is the second time they've led, each time only by one. 37-36, Benedictine. Cross court, down to the baseline left, falling away. The jump shot is up, off the rim, no good. Rebounding it down is J.J. Jacobs coming up with the basketball, and here comes Dubert. Lauren down the floor, crosses over, goes into the lane, and the defender comes up from behind her, reaches across and picks up another foul. And that is going to be the fourth foul on Mackenzie Toomey. Toomey puts her hands over her mouth as she looks aghast across the floor at head coach Drew Olson, who immediately removes her from the game. Ravens will have it into the baseline. It'll come into Nicholson. Back over to Dubert. Baseline deep in the corner. Three-point shot. No good. Rebounding it out. It's going to be Josie. Kicks it over to Kyra. Ravens are going to keep it alive. Dubert in front of the Raven bench. Lobs it left. Nicholson. There's three. There it is! Kennedy Nicholson. You know it's a matter of waiting for it to happen. Nicholson. 3 points. And BC with its largest lead of the game, up 40-36. Here's a 12-footer on the other end. It misses. Rebound, Mishiraka. Benedictine coming up the floor with 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Nicholson out on top to Dubert. Benedictine with the lead. Benedictine with the momentum. And it's 7:50 to go in the ball game. The Concordia crowd doing its best to get the Lady Bulldogs back into this game. 40-36 BC. Top side is going to be Josie. Back over to the right, Kennedy. She'll go three. There's another one! Kennedy Nicholson! It's back-to-back threes! And that brings a timeout from Concordia and head coach Olson. We're taking a break in Seward, Nebraska. Now with 7:36 to go in the game. Lady Ravens on a roll. Benedictine 43, Concordia 36.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Seward, Nebraska. For these two teams, the Benedictine Lady Ravens and the Concordia College Lady Bulldogs, there's no consideration of tomorrow and who's playing at 4 o'clock and who's going to go to Sioux City to the national tournament. It's all about this game, this time, this moment. Because without it, none of that is even remotely possible. Right now, you focus on this game. Here's a baseline three, Concordia. And there is a big shot by Tysha Rushton. She comes through with her third three-pointer of the game, and the Raven lead is trimmed to 43-39. 7:11 to go. BC back up with it. Nicholson, she has found the range. Cuts to the right side. Skips it over to Josie. Josie, little one-hand hook pass underneath to Jacobs. Back out on top, it's going to come Nicholson. She's right in front of Coach Connolly. And the Raven bench picks it up. Dops it left. Dubert for three. Won't drop. Rebound. Followed up and in. Roddinghouse for two. That is Riley's first point tonight. It is 45-39. Three-point shot. Other end, and there it is. Back-to-back Concordia threes. The second one here by Abby Kaiser. And we get another timeout. Joseph taking another break as these two teams realize the moment. And we're taking it with 6:37 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 45, Bulldogs 42.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
As we return to the Frederick Arena here on the Concordia College campus in Seward, Nebraska. Benedictine coming out of the court with Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. And now as I say that, there's been a change. Weiser out and back in is Aaliyah Raines. BC up with it. Here's Dubert out on top. JJ puts on a move, goes in, uncontested layup, good. Jacobs, her first point of the game. At 6:20 to play, it is 47-42 Lady Ravens. Backing in the right side, turning around, fading away. The shot is up, up the window. Rattles, and Powell will score her 14th point. 47-44 Benedictine. We're at the 6-minute mark to go. Up court with it, Dubert. And she is blocked by a defender who slides in front of her to try to stop Lauren. Tayshia Rushton flops to the floor, and the official will call Rushton for her third foul tonight. It will be Concordia team foul three of the fourth quarter. Benedictine has not committed a fourth quarter foul yet and will bring the ball in play on their end of the floor. 5:50 to go in the game. Left side, Dubert. Out on top, Jacobs. Right side, Raines. In front of the Raven bench. On the floor one time. Off the screen. Crosses underneath. Goes up. Two for Raines. Aaliyah with nine, and it's 49-44. Benedictine has done a really admirable job of answering each Bulldog score. Here's a three. God, it's a ball in. Sadie Powell for a three. The big post just launched it up, and it bangs in. It's 49-47. 5:17 to go, and a steal by Concordia. They'll feed across to the right side, and Raines with a little incidental contact is going to be called for a foul and a forecourt. That is the first foul of the game by Aaliyah Raines. It is the first foul of the fourth quarter by Benedictine. And for Concordia, they have again gotten red, red hot. Lady Ravens are three of their last three. Concordia is four of their last four. No one has missed a shot in the last seven trips up and down the floor. Here's Concordia with it again. They'll drive right, go up, shot up, no good. Rebounding it down. Here comes Kramer. She'll drive, comes down. There's an illegal screen, no call. Baseline three, Raines, too strong. Rebound Concordia. 4:50 to go in the game. Benedictine by two. Over to the right side with it is going to be Kaiser. In the middle, the shot, no, the block, yes, and it's going to be free throws coming up and a chance for the Bulldogs to tie at the free throw line. That foul is going to be the first of the ball game by Kennedy Nicholson. And coming to the stripe, Abby Kaiser. Kaiser didn't score in the opening half. She's a 77% free throw shooter, and the first one here is no good. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Raines, and Roddinghouse to the BC 5. Second free throw is in. And we have a one-point game. It's 49-48 Benedictine at 4:40 to go. Kramer up the floor, shoulder-high dribble. Brings it back over to the right side, crosses over between her feet, kips it out on top to Jacobs. Over to the left side to Raines. Raines accelerates, goes inside the block, feet across, leaning in. The shot goes up, deflected, rebounding it down. Here comes Concordia with the basketball off the Raven miss. Over to the left side of the lane. Back on top. Wide open three. And it's good. Bingham hits the three. Concordia is absolutely off the hook. They're red hot. And now they roll the ball away. The defensive stops the game and gives them a brief lecture. Concordia has gone back in front at 51-49. They're on a 7-0 run with 4:10 to play. Here comes Nicholson up the floor with it. Kramer, top side, little right-hand dribble, swings it over to the wing. Looking in the middle is going to be Reigns. Plays off the Rodinghouse screen. Gets it back to Jacobs. Back to Rodinghouse. Hook shot, way short. Got her own rebound somehow. Puts a shot up, missed it. Got her own rebound. Gets it to Kramer. Off the window, and they'll say she travels with a basketball. Back up with it. Concordia over to the left block. Now back in, no room, left side again, twisting, turning, leaning, taking all kinds of steps. The shot misses and the rebound. Ravens, three players, look at the basketball laying on the floor. And finally, one of them reaches down and picks it up. BC back on offense. Tell you what, you got to call Ken Hamada. He's with Hamada Wealth Management, and he is your financial planning expert. Call him. 913-379-8690. Benedict and back on offense, trending it now by a pair. Shot from the right side is up and off the mark. Rebounding it down, Concordia is Bingham. Bingham coming up with a basketball. She'll bring it all the way up the floor herself. Gets bumped a couple of times by Reigns. No foul called. Over to the right side with 3 minutes to play. Concordia, there's a little push. The shot is up. Off the rim two times. No good. Kramer rebounds. Gets plowed to the floor and will have been fouled. This whistle is going to go on Kendall Bingham. 2:54 to go. They're not going to call on Bingham. They're going to call on Kizer. I thought it was going to be on 32. They're going to call it on 23, and it'll be the first foul for Kizer. So there we go. Team foul four for Concordia. Benedictine has two fourth-quarter fouls. 2:45 to go. It is a two-point game. Concordia with the lead. Reigns from 15. Drains it. We're tied. Aaliyah Reigns with 11. It is a 51-51 ball game. 2.5 left. Outside the right block. On the floor, backing in, twisting, turning, off the window. Missed it! Kristen Wieselmeyer's shot spun out after it was halfway through the rim. And the Ravens into the forecourt with 2:15 to go. Out on top of it is going to be Allie. Kramer plays off the screen. Brings it back out on top. We've got into the game for the first time, Riley Wade. Riley comes into the game for the first time tonight with 2 minutes to go. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Out on top, Kramer's three, buries it! Allie Kramer's first three of the game, and the Ravens go up 54-51. And now we have a whistle, and now all three officials are converging in the center circle. And I believe one of them believes that there was a technical error of some sort. Now they're going to force them to bring the ball in bounds, and are they sending the players to their respective benches? They're going to go to the video, and we're going to take a break. Joseph, we're down to 1:53 to go in the game. What a finish we've got. It's Benedictine's Lady Ravens 54, Concordia 51.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight. Whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Okay, the officials have ironed it out and they have changed that shot for Benedictine a moment ago by Kramer to a two-point shot. So it is now 53-51 Benedictine. Down with it. Here comes Concordia. So it is 53-51. So Alec Kramer gets a two. Over to the right side with it. Bulldogs going three online. It's up and perfect. Rushed in, and that call is huge. because instead of being tied down, Benedict under screen, they go by one with a minute 20 to go. It is 54-53. Left side, Kramer. Top side, Wade. Here's Reigns. Drives through three defenders off the window. No, but she's fouled and come to the line for two. It's hard to believe that the last time these two teams played one another, it was in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament. And Benedictine has five players on this team today that were on that team the last time they met in 92. Nicholson, Reigns, Wade, Jacobs, and Missy Rocca. The free throw? No. Aaliyah Reigns missing her first free throw effort today. She's a 74% free throw shooter of the season. Looking to tie the game with this one. Up. Yes. We are tied at 54. It is low scoring, okay? No question about it. The number you score doesn't matter. Only the number you score more than your opponent. 1 minute to play. The season ends in a minute for one of these teams. Over to the right side with it is going to be Brigham. Skip pass down to the baseline. Inside shot is up. Miss! Rebound Nicholson! Did they call her for a foul? Which way is the foul going to go? It is going to be, I think, on Kennedy. No. Foul is going to be on Miss Urraca, and I don't even know what happened because she was not near the play. Kyra will have her second foul tonight. It'll be Benedictine team foul three, and it will be Concordia ball coming into the baseline with 40 seconds to play, 20 on the shot clock. Out on top, it's going to be Rushton. She's their hero. She's got four threes. She's got 16. She's led them in scoring all season. Now she'll drive to the left side. Twist, turn, fall, shoot, miss it. Rebound Reigns. Benedictine, with the shot clock off, comes up the court. Waving fans on their feet. Are they taking a timeout? You bet. We'll come back. Let's see if it's overtime or see if the Ravens come up with a big shot. 22 seconds ago in the game. It is Benedictine 54, Concordia 54.
Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison, has the vapes you're looking for. Have you tried their new dispensary?
Do you know about the land of green grass and mushrooms? Need a lift from this thing called life? Take a journey. See the wondrous alternative section for yourself at Skyway Vapes.
That was very weird. In the meantime, check out the alternatives at Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? When you work with Aldi Ensminger or Mick Huntley, your Atchison Edward Jones financial advisors, they will focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And you can partner long-term to help your strategy stay on track. Contact Aldi Ensminger at 913-367-0218 or Mick Hundley at 913-367-5074 today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Seven months into the season. 20-plus years for some of these players of basketball. And what do you got? 22 seconds. Ravens are going to bring it in. It's at midcourt. Skip pass right side. 19 seconds. Miss Urraca kicks it in the middle to Dubert. She gets bumped. No foul. Dubert on top with 12. Dubert way out on top with 10. Dubert with the right side with 7. Dubert attacks the basket. Throws up a prayer. It misses. Rebound out of bounds. Raven ball with 4 seconds to go. And now the official is racing over to the scorer's table. He's calling his teammates over. And I think he wants to see the time. He may want to look and see who touched the ball last because there were two players right there at the baseline, directly beneath the goal, as the ball goes out of bounds. If it comes in to Benedictine, you got to be thinking, what's Coach Wilson going to do? Which way is he going to go? Right now, Lauren Dubert has been hot. She's got 11. Reigns has had a spectacular second half. She's got a dozen points. Do you go into the big, do you go into Rodinghouse? But she's one of six. Do you go into Miss Urraca? She has not missed a shot, but only 2 of 2 has not taken a ton of shots. Wade is in the game. She's been in the game for 3 minutes all night. coming in with 3 minutes to play, has not taken a shot tonight. Whose hands do you put this ball in? 4 seconds remain. Gosh, we got to thank all of our sponsors who've made this broadcast tonight and all the broadcasts through the course of this Benedictine season possible here on CARE Radio. Now the officials are coming over, and they're going to talk to the coaches, and what are they going to tell them? It is coming in at the baseline. Benedictine beneath their goal. It'll be Duber to bring it in, so it's going to be Lady Raven ball with 4.0 to go. Can the Ravens get off a shot? A game winner at the buzzer. Or are we going to go to overtime? Official holds the ball. Now, the other two officials are back at the scorer's table, and the third official is standing beside Dubert now with the ball cradled beneath his right arm. Raven fans, absolutely all on their feet. Concordia fans, all holding their collective breath. Ravens have got an inbound play. They've worked on this all year. Let's see what they do. They bring it in. Missy Rock at the buzzer. Off the rim twice. Don't get it. It's overtime. Now, wait a minute. Was there a timeout or something called? The officials are talking it over, and that's it. We are going to overtime as Kyra's shot hits the rim, bounced up, hits the rim, bounced up, and then fell away. We're taking a break, Joseph. We'll be back with OT. Wait. Well, we'll be back. It may not be OT. I think they're saying that Coach Olson got a timeout. We'll find out. Nothing on the clock. It's Ravens 54, Bulldogs 54.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? When you work with Aldi Ensminger or Mick Huntley, your Atchison Edward Jones financial advisors, they will focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And you can partner long-term to help your strategy stay on track. Contact Aldi Ensminger at 913-367-0218 or Mick Huntley at 913-367-5074 today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction. In business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Well, during our absence, during that timeout, the officials determined that there was 1 second, somehow 1 second left. And, of course, with the timeout, the ball came in play at midcourt. They lobbed it down to the baseline right, and a little jump shot misses. And we are now officially going to overtime. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's our producer and engineer in the CARE Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here in Seward, Nebraska. In Frederick Arena. It's a lovely arena here on the Concordia College campus. You walk in from street level and find yourself at the top of the gymnasium. And the floor is down from the top. But it's only got seating on three sides, so there's no seating on the west side. It's an east-west running floor. No seating on the west side. A wall with a massive scoreboard, really nice scoreboard. Corner seating in both back corners, which gives it a real, you know, kind of a bowl sort of a feel. Gets the crowd right up at the floor. Really nice arena. And we are going to go to overtime, tied at 54 at the end of regulation. Neither team scored a point in the last minute of that game. Benedictine, 20 of 57. Concordia is 21 of 68. And the Ravens are going to get their tip off there. Ball being tossed up to begin the overtime. And here we go. for Concordia. They got a couple of players with four fouls. Here's a running layup. It's going to be up, and it will not go in for Rain. Back up with it. Concordia down the left side. Kick goes top. Back to the right to Rushton. Over to the left side. The feed to the baseline. Here's a three. There it is. First bucket of the overtime is going to belong to Abby Kaiser. It is her second three of the ball game. It is 57-54 Concordia. Ravens down three early in the OT, 4:20 to go. So the first point to overtime, a three-point bucket for Concordia. Benedictine. They've got Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Rodinghouse, the original five. Here's Reigns for three! How about that as she silences the crowd in Aaliyah Reigns? A dozen at the end of regulation, now at 15 points. We're tied again at 57. 3:50 to go in the overtime. Heels on the free throw line, a 15-footer. Sadie Powell knocks it down. She had 17 at the end of regulation and now at 19. It is 59-57. Ravens trailing by a pair in OT again. And BC into the forecourt. That is a nice job by Kramer, beating some pressure up the floor. Reigns will have it on the right side. Puts it on the floor, drives to the baseline, backs away. Shot is up and deflected. Rebound, batted around, and we're going to get a foul call. It's going to be against Benedictine. Foul is going to be on Reigns. She had her shot blocked, and we've seen a lot of blocks by Concordia tonight. She saw that block. She went to try to recover the ball and picks up her second foul, and it'll be Benedictine's fourth foul. Again, fourth quarter and overtime, or overtime is an extension of the fourth quarter, so those fouls just kind of add from there. Here's a wide open baseline three. Nope. Rebounding it down. BC and Allie Kramer. 59-57 Bulldogs by a pair. Inside three. Kramer coast to coast. Misses the layup and rebound taken away by Concordia. The floor is Tayshia Rushton. You realize the last time these two teams met, we talked about how many Benedictine players were on it. Well, how about this? Four of the starters for Concordia are still with this team and starting today. On the right side, a beautiful move, and the shot gets blocked by Miss Shiraka, and she commits a foul. Jacobs got frozen. The ball handler just lost her. A great play by Sadie Powell. And as she turned into the middle for the uncontested layup, Miss Shiraka comes in to try to help out and will pick up the foul. So for Kyra, it'll be foul number three. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul five. The free throw is up and good, and that is a big shot, making it a three-point game once again. And now looking to make it a two-possession lead. Sadie Powell's second one is in. That is a big shot. 61-57. And back to having trouble fighting the inbound. And the Ravens are going to throw it away. And it's an up and in off the hand of Dubert. Ravens turn it over in a quick bucket. And now BC's in trouble. Down 63-57. 2 minutes to go. Into the front court to Miss Shiraka. Kicks it over to the right side. The feed across. And it's thrown away by Wade, who's in the game. Up the other way. Running layup. Good. And Concordia's blowing this game open. Ravens taking a timeout. Is it too late? With a minute 56 to go in overtime. Timeout, Joseph. Concordia 65, Benedictine 57.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Well, Benedictine has been outscored 11-3 in the overtime. And it's a 7-point lead for the Bulldogs, or make it an 8-point lead for the Bulldogs. With 1:50 to go, BC into the forecourt. Here's Dubert with the ball. Right side, out on top, Brains. Brains has the only Raven points in the overtime. Mr. Rocker, BC taking a world of time here. They're down to single digits on the shot clock. Now, the three, launched, missed, rebound, tipped out, saved by Concordia. They've got the basketball with 1.5 to go, leading it 65-57. And the forecourt with it, they're going to come over to the right side. That's going to be Abby Kaiser. Kaiser comes out on top to Rushton. Now they're spreading the floor, going to the four corners. They want to take the time off with 1:15 left. The ball batted away for a moment. Rushton able to pick it up with a really hard dribble. Now it's on the floor, batted around. It's going to be saved over to the right side. 8 on the shot clock. Hook pass across, thrown away. It'll be Raven basketball. However, even though Concordia doesn't score, they milk a lot of time off the clock. We're down to 1:08 to go. 65-57. Here's Reigns with it. Goes to Dubert. Benedictine has no time to tarry. They've got to score. They've got to score quickly, and they've got to score a lot. Now, Dubert is tied up and thrown to the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Reaching in, the defender grabs the ball. Lauren and her are tied up with it. She throws Lauren to the floor. And then we'll come to jump ball. It'll be Concordia basketball with 56 seconds to go. And Dubert coming out of the game. Back in is going to come Kramer. And again, we've got Riley Wade out there. She's been in the game for 4 minutes tonight. 50 seconds left. Cross court pass right side. And again, Concordia very wisely burning time. 44 seconds left. Standing in the center circle. Nobody doing anything. And the ball stolen away by Reigns. She'll pick it off. Brings it down. Kicks it off on top. Miss Uraka drives in, loses the handle, and Miss Uraka throws it away. And now their bodies all over the floor. It's getting a little wild. And the Concordia fans, who had been silenced by Benedictine as the Lady Ravens had a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter, have come back to life with 1/2 minute to go. They lead by 8 and are coming to the line with a chance at a couple of more. Bingham coming up there. Free throw good. Ravens down 9 with 1/2 minute to go. One more shot coming up for Bingham. Gets them both. Ravens down 10. 67-57. We're going to get a break. Joseph timeout. 1/2 minute to play in overtime. It is Concordia 67, Benedictine 57.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
For Benedictine, who needs some kind of special thing to happen. Nicholson, Kramer, Wade, Reigns, Mishiraka. Here's Kramer, goes right side. Nicholson, Mishiraka, BC just spinning time. Now the ball's thrown away. Mishiraka throws it into the hands of a defender. And up the floor it comes, over to the left side. 16 seconds left, up by 10. Concordia's going to win this one. And the fans coming to their feet. The clock runs down. Final score here tonight. Concordia, 67, Benedictine, 57. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Incredible basketball game here in Nebraska tonight. The Benedictine Lady Ravens. Here's the thing. They found themselves trailing early and by a lot, down 14, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Battled back. The defense just rose to the occasion. They shut Concordia out for over 6 minutes. BC got back to within 3 before halftime. They took their first lead of the game with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. It was back and forth. Lady Ravens ended up tying the game with a minute to go in regulation. No one scored in the last minute, but in overtime, it was all Concordia. They outscored BC in overtime, and it was a, I believe, 13, let me check, yeah, 13-3 overtime scoring advantage for Concordia. Let's take a look at how it all shook out here tonight. First of all, for Lady Bulldogs, tremendous ball game for Powell. We knew that she was good. Sadie Powell comes into the game averaging 11-7, 23 points tonight for Sadie Powell. We also had Tayshia Rushton with 16 and Bingham with 15. After that, there was no damage. Kaiser had 9, and then it was 2 for Wisselmeyer, 2 for Heemstra. That's it. 3 players doing all the Concordia damage, and the Ravens couldn't stop them. For Benedictine, double figures for Aaliyah Raines with 15 and Lauren Dubert with 11. Half a dozen tonight for both Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer and Kyra Mishiraka. With 5 tonight, it was Nicole Stork, 4 for Josie Weiser, and 2 each, Riley Rottinghouse and Jennifer Jacobs. On the night, both teams shot the same number, 34%, but a lot more shots taken by Concordia. They were 25 of 73 from the floor. Benedictine 21 of 62. Both teams hitting 34% of their shots from outside. Concordia hit 10 of 32. Benedictine 6 of 23. Ravens were 9 of 15 at the free throw line. Turnovers, this is the number that BC will come back and look at and just say, what if? 22 turnovers for the Lady Ravens. Concordia, 5 turnovers. This is where the pressure defense that everybody knew was coming really worked for Concordia tonight, forcing 22. Benedictine turnovers. 22 turnovers turned into 17 points. The Ravens took the ball away 5 times off turnovers. No points off turnovers for Benedictine. So Concordia outscored them 17-0 in points off turnover. All that said, thing we can do now is look at this great season for BC, great run of the postseason, some big, big wins along the way. They will wrap up the year at 20-12, and always the most difficult part, they've got to bid farewell to a great group of seniors who have seen a lot of success. Allie Kramer, Aaliyah Raines, Josie Weiser, Riley Wade, and Kyra Mishiraka, the 5 Benedictine seniors who will conclude their careers here tonight on the road with the Lady Ravens in the NAIA National Tournament. What we've got to do is thank our many, many sponsors who made this and all seasons broadcast possible. We got to thank them. We got to thank the coaches and their staffs for all the work that they have put into making our job easier. We've got sitting up here upstairs with us guys like, oh, gosh. How about Josh Pound, who's sitting up here? He has helped us immensely. And Sports Information Director at Benedictine. You've got SIDs from all around. Thank you very much. And, again, the coaches who brought information and shared information and been there for interviews and all of that. And thanks to the players play their heart out every night. That all said, 23-24 basketball season is now complete. As the Lady Ravens come up just short, and it took them overtime here in their own gym to do it, but Concordia wins it in round one of the NAIA Women's National Tournament. So thank you all so very much for having tuned in. Without you listening, we'd have no reason to be here. We appreciate that. We're going to be back. Football season, shucks, the Benedictine men's football team, spring practice going on right now. It'll be back before we know it. Thanks so much. Again, a final score tonight in OT. It was Concordia getting by Benedictine. Ended the game on a 10-0 run. They win it 67-57. Until we greet you next time for Joseph Medicare Studio, Gus, who's helped all year long and done all the hard paperwork and set us up with tons of stuff. Tom Couch here in the gym in Nebraska. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.